I mean, just in a metaphoric sense, I think we wear the same shirts at the adult show. We have
talk down to the adult.
We have an attitude that pretty much permeates everything we do.
John Flansburgh and John Linnell readily admit they have a trademark sound and style as they might be giants, but they continue to find new outlets for it and new generations to listen in. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Almost 20 years since they released the album Flood, They Might Be Giants are not only still making music, they're making Grammy-winning music. The band's third kids album, Here Come the 1-2-3s, took home the trophy last year, and founders John Flansburgh and John Linnell continue to incorporate both sides of their catalog on tour, an early show for families and a late show for those who were alive in the Flood days. One of those longtime fans is FUV's Claudia Marshall, and when she welcomed They Might Be Giants for a return visit to FUV, she asked them about looking back while also keeping current and kid-friendly.
We have kind of a split career now. You know, we've invested a lot personally into our rock thing, and sometimes I wonder, it's actually kind of a bit hard for our fans to track what we're doing in a way that makes sense. I mean, most kids' acts are just kids' acts. And I think just as like a deeply cynical and embittered guys, it's kind of hard for us to, you know, think of ourselves, put ourselves in that kind of Captain Kangaroo kind of role. You know, writing for kids is very easy and kind of comes very naturally to us. But, you know, even just like performing a show for kids, there are times when it's like, you know, we just don't have that sort of skill set, that natural skill set. I guess you just get used to it not being normal, you know. It's not normal to be on stage in the first place, but it's really odd when you have no public school teaching experience standing in front of a bunch of kids.
Listen, children, hear the story that will take you around the world.
In the belly of a vessel stowed away, nine pirate girls, pirate girls, pirate girls, pirate girls, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, pirate girls, pirate girls, pirate girls, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Talk to me just briefly about the anniversary of the record Flood.
Yeah.
What was the moment when you realized that, you know, this is a landmark anniversary of a record that really turned out to be a big deal? Or am I overplaying my
I think we try not to memorialize the band, I guess. You know, we're always excited about the stuff that's going to happen. And you know, it's weirdly, our excitement has in the past been justified that we didn't, you know, stop and become an oldies act when it might have seemed appropriate to do that. And then we've, you know, for the last 10 years, I think we've done all this interesting stuff that we feel like is very solidly part of our canon now. That's my opinion. You know, I don't know what everybody else thinks, but I think that we're still very active as a project. And it's kind of odd, actually, that we don't ever finish.
Finish in the sense that
close the book.
Right. Right.
Done.
We've been driving around from one end of this town to the other and back, but no one's ever seen us driving our Econoline van, and no one's ever heard of our band. We're the Mesopotamians, Sargon, Hammurabi, Ashurbanipal, and Gilgamesh, and they wouldn't understand a word we say, so we'll scratch it all down into the clay, half believing there will sometime come a day someone gives a damn, maybe when the concrete has crumbled to sand. We're the Mesopotamians.
Live music from They Might Be Giants. It's the Mesopotamians, recorded at FUV. To hear the complete interview and more, visit the online archives at WFUV.org.